While the U.S. and other countries debate the best ways to fight climate change in the future, they face tough decisions about today's energy supply. Exhibit A among those conflicting priorities may be the proposed Keystone XL oil pipeline. The pipeline would pass through six states and over a huge aquifer on its way from Canada to refineries on the Gulf Coast. Representatives of many Native American tribes visited the State Department today to talk about their concerns about the pipeline. But the main reason it's controversial is where the oil would come from, the notoriously dirty tar sands of Alberta. The World's Jeb Sharp reports.
It may not be the first place you think of when you fill your gas tank, but the U.S. gets more oil from Canada than any other country. About 20% of oil imports come from our neighbor to the north. The Keystone XL pipeline would actually be the third U.S.-Canada pipeline built to bring oil southward across the border, increasing the potential volume of imported oil by more than a million barrels a day.
We see this pipeline as a opportunity to ensure the United States continues to have a safe and secure supply of crude oil.
That's Terry Cunha, spokesperson for TransCanada Corporation, which hopes to build the $7 billion pipeline. He says it'll be good for the U.S. economy.
If this project does proceed, we're looking at 13,000 jobs for Americans directly involved in the project, and that doesn't include the fallout jobs, pipe manufacturers and steel makers and equipment manufacturers. So there's a large trickle-down effect.
Add property taxes and other investments, and TransCanada says the pipeline would inject billions of dollars into the U.S. economy. That's tough to argue against in times like these, but the dollar signs don't sway Susan Casey Lefkowitz. She directs international programs at the Natural Resources Defense Council in Washington, which is fighting the pipeline on environmental grounds.
It's going to be one of the longest pipelines in the world. It will enter the U.S. in Montana, it'll go through Nebraska, and it will go down to Texas. It will go over some incredibly sensitive ecosystems like the Nebraska Sandhills, and it will go over the source of fresh water for eight states in the U.S. heartland, the Ogallala Aquifer.
A spill would be devastating, Casey Lefkowitz says. But it's not just spills she's worried about. Critics like her don't want to see any more oil extracted from the tar sands of northern Alberta. The oil comes from a thick tarry substance called bitumen that has to be mined and steamed out of the ground, an expensive process that creates more greenhouse gases than most oil drilling. Casey Lefkowitz says it doesn't make sense to build infrastructure that encourages the continued use of fossil fuels, especially when we're trying to cut greenhouse gases and move toward clean energy.
The State Department, which is responsible for permitting the pipeline, they did an environmental impact assessment draft that was completely inadequate. The Environmental Protection Agency, Department of Energy, many voices from throughout the public have asked them to do additional analysis.
The State Department is currently revising that draft, but hasn't decided yet whether to do the supplemental review critics are clamoring for. Even if it does, the final decision on the pipeline won't be made solely on environmental grounds, according to the State Department's Dan Kloon.
We have to weigh important interests, including the environmental impact of what we're doing and our national security and where we're obtaining our fuels. Everybody wants to have a clean environment, but everybody also wants for there to be gasoline in the pump when they pull out their car to the pump. So we have to figure out how to balance all those interests in making this decision.
And the decision won't be an easy one, Kloon says. Still, in a relatively unguarded moment back in October, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton told a San Francisco audience she's inclined to sign off on the pipeline when the analysis is complete.
We're either going to be dependent on dirty oil from the Gulf or dependent on dirty oil from Canada. And until we can get our act together as a country and figure out that clean, renewable energy is in both our economic interests and the interests of our planet.
Clinton's pithy realism didn't go down well with critics of the project, who accused her of prejudging the outcome of the reviews. The formal decision on the pipeline is expected next year. For The World, I'm Jeb Sharp.